This is Akashwani, the news read by Appu Gopak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his tri-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to foster global understanding in tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and exchanging views on pressing global issues. Modi stated this in his departure statement ahead of embarking for his three-nation visit this morning. He said, the visit to these countries will also provide an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Cyprus this evening. PM Modi highlighted that Cyprus is a close friend and an important partner in the Mediterranean region and the European Union. He added that the visit provides an opportunity to build upon the historical bonds and expand our ties in the areas of trade, investment, security, technology, and promote people-to-people exchanges. In the second leg of his visit, Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney. In Uttarakhand, 7 persons were killed as a helicopter crashed in the hilly region of Gaurikund Khark in the Kedarnath area this morning. The chopper was en route to Guptkashi from Kedarnath temple. As soon as the incident was reported, teams of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, were dispatched to the site. District Tourism Officer Rahul Chobe said that the mishap occurred after the helicopter suddenly collided with a tree due to bad weather. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau will probe the crash. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed grief over the tragic mishap. He said, as a precautionary measure, helicopter services have been immediately suspended for 2 days. In Gujarat, the process of handing over the bodies of those killed in the tragic Air India crash in Ahmedabad is underway. DNA testing has confirmed the identities of 32 deceased, with 14 bodies handed over to their families so far. State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi said former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani's body has been identified through DNA testing, confirming his death in the air tragedy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah handed over appointment letters to over 60,000 newly recruited constables of the Uttar Pradesh Police at a grand ceremony in Lucknow today. The event marks a significant step in strengthening the state's law enforcement. Speaking on the occasion, Union Home Minister said, out of the new recruits in Uttar Pradesh Police Force, more than 12,000 are women. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that India's wind energy capacity witnessed a rise of more than 10.5% to 51.5 gigawatts against 46.42 gigawatts last year. In a social media post, the minister said with rising capacity, the country is moving towards self-dependence, powered by innovation, green technology and sustainable progress. Secretary in the Information and Broadcasting Ministry Sanjay Jaju has emphasized upon creation of more indigenous programs and region-specific content that resonates with the cultural ethos of Jammu and Kashmir. Jaju stated this during his review of Doordarshan and Akashwani programming and news dissemination system at Srinagar. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has successfully conducted a rocket launch test at Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh. This marks a historic moment for the state, as it was the first time a small satellite payload was launched through a rocket from the state. The much-awaited Axiom 4 mission of SpaceX carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla today International Space Station ISS has been rescheduled for the 19th of this month. The announcement came after the successful resolution of technical issues that had delayed the mission. This mission holds tremendous historical significance for India. If successful, Subhanshu Shukla will become the first Indian astronaut to visit the ISS and the second Indian in orbit after cosmonaut Rakesh Sharma, who flew to space in 1984. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar. We'll be right back.